Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the Eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I never heard of such a group, man.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
It's the Ron Kelly Show. Twisted.
Oh, yeah, what's up, everybody? And welcome, it's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com. And tonight we are on Facebook Live as well. Absolutely packed tonight. Got so much to talk about. So let's get right to it. Now, later on in the program, I will give you my exclusive take on why the Constitution does not work for black folks. I'll give you my take on that. And also, there's some good news and the bad, good news and bad news in the latest, the most recent police shootings of Philando Castile and Sam DeBose. We'll get to that as well. Now, I got a little pushback when I posted on Facebook about the mannequin challenge. this mannequin challenge nonsense where people are filming themselves standing still like mannequins. And some people are actually taking pictures of themselves and standing like mannequins. But you're defeating the purpose when you're taking a picture because you know, when you take a picture, you're not going to move anyway. So you're kind of defeating the purpose. Anyway, I just kind of got a kick out of that. And some people were, some people on Facebook were pushing back on me about it. Oh, it's cute and it's this and it's that and the other. And so anyway, everybody who's listening out there to the program, thank you so much for joining me, Roy. This is the Ron Kelly Show, and it is on Blog Talk Radio, and it's on the podcast. You can get on Spreaker, and you could also get the podcast on SoundCloud. Now, we got a packed show. I mean, there's so much to talk about tonight. I hope I can get it in all in the hour that I have. And you know, I got a little push, like I was saying a little bit earlier, I got a little pushback when I talked about the mannequins. I comment about everything. And I got a little pushback on the mannequin challenge, which I thought was, I think it's kind of ridiculous. And people kind of try to get on me about that. But, you know, black folks have been mannequins for years. You know, ever since the 60s, we've been like mannequins. We've been standing still, and we really haven't done anything. Now, look, now I know that, you know, people are not going to like what I say about what we're doing, but, you know, somebody has to, you know, we have to start doing what they call critical thinking. And sometimes we do have to think about what we're trying to do as black folks. We have to think about that. And we've been, we don't need a mannequin challenge to be mannequins. We've been mannequins for a long time. We haven't been doing anything. That's right, Wanda. Here we go again. Black folks have not really been doing anything. And so we have been mannequins. So I don't understand this mannequin challenge nonsense. You know, we're such a copycat society. First it was the bit strips. Everybody's making themselves into a comic strip. And then, you know, it was Candy Crush, and everybody's playing that, you know. So it's just, you know, everybody has an Apple iPhone 7. We're just such a, you know, copycat society, if that's what we turned into anyway, here in the good old USA. So we don't need a mannequin challenge to be mannequins, because we've been mannequins since the 60s. Because we have injustice after injustice, one thing after another, happening to us, and we don't do anything. We get on Facebook, kick a little dirt on Facebook, and we go on about our business because it didn't happen to us. So that's all going to change pretty soon with this Trump coming in, with Donald Trump. We'll talk about that a little bit too. You know, because we like I said, we've been mannequins, too busy giving out each other awards, patting each other on the back. Every time you turn around, there's some kind of award ceremony going on. I mean, why? What's with this? All everybody's giving each other awards. I mean, awards for what? You know. I mean, because I really don't see anything happening in the black community where people should be getting awards, Educator of the Year, Man of the Year, this of the year, that of the year. You know, yeah, I got plenty of awards from my radio show. I have a proclamation hanging on my wall from the city of Patterson. I got it in 2004. That was like 12 years ago. And so I got plenty of awards. So, yeah, big deal. But injustice after injustice is taking place in our community, we have not done anything. You know, and like the only way we're going to affect change, right? The only way we're going to affect change is with the dollar. The dollar is the powers that be are going to notice. That's the only thing is the dollar. folks have a million plus, a trillion plus, $1.5 trillion of buying power. We're not using it for our advantage, so we need to do something about that. Anyway, if you have a comment or a question, you can post it at the bottom of the screen right there. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com ordinarily. In fact, we're on Blog Talk right now, and we're on Facebook Live as well. And thanks to all the people who listened and commented and checked out the show last week. But, you know, the powers that be don't care how much we march. They could care less. You know, we've been marching forever. We tried a Million Man March. You know, we've marched, and it hasn't changed anything. So, you know, I'm not saying that we shouldn't do something, but we need to do something collectively. We all have a different idea what should be, and that's been part of the problem. You know, but first, before I move on, Rudy Giuliani was on Meet the Press. You know, everybody knows Rudy Giuliani is supposed to be America's mayor, was on Meet the Press. And he's trying to, you know, Rudy Giuliani has been a Trump supporter. You know, now I'm not going to make this about politics. Rudy Giuliani has been a Trump supporter. Now, Rudy Giuliani on Face the Nation on Sunday. And Rudy Giuliani stumbled all over himself trying to tell the moderator that black parents should tell their kids to respect the police, right? And for the kids to warn our kids, our black parents, like me and you, some of y'all are out there listening to the program, we should tell our kids to beware of other black kids because the chances are that black kids are going to kill each other before the police, which I think is just utterly ridiculous. And see, and this is the, you know, this is somebody who they're trying to make, who his name has been tossed around to be attorney general, you know, Rudy Giuliani. This is the man that they've been talking about being attorney general. So, you know, there's a lot going on with this Trump thing, and we're going to get into that a little bit later on. But why would you, I mean, this nitwit had the nerve to tell, I mean, and see, this is what gets me, how people of other ethnic groups try to tell black folks how and what we should be doing. I think it's totally ridiculous. Now, this guy had the nerve to say that black kids should respect the police and that black parents should warn our children not to, be, you know, not to be around other children. I think this is totally ridiculous. And this is, again, this is the man who they want to be attorney general. I mean, so if Rudy Giuliani turns out to be attorney general, guess what? Nothing's going to be done. There's not going to be any cases prosecuted. There's not going to be any police brutality cases prosecuted. Nothing's going to happen if Rudy Giuliani becomes the attorney general. See, so the 47.9% of Americans who stayed home last Tuesday and didn't vote. Now, this is what you're going to get. And I hope that, you know, that, and I voted for Hillary Clinton. I admit that, you know, I mean, I wasn't the biggest Hillary fan, but I did vote for her, you know, and I'm going to get to that, too, about the stealth bombers who voted for Hillary, the stealth black folks who voted for Hillary, who didn't want to say that they were going to vote for her, but they did, you know. Now, and everybody is all shocked and amazed that Donald Trump became the president. Everybody's all shocked and amazed that Donald Trump became the president with all the baggage, you know, all the baggage. Everybody's all shocked. Oh, how did Trump win with all the baggage, talking about Mexicans and abusing women and not showing his tax returns and blah, 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 blah. And everybody's all, you know, all shocked and amazed. And Hillary's so shocked she couldn't even come out that night to give us his concession speech. She had to wait till the next day. She was so shocked. Now, here's why Hillary lost, right? Hillary lost because she spent most of her time, and I followed the election, and Hillary spent most of her time telling people why they shouldn't vote for Trump more so than why they should vote for her. You know, those little cutesy commercials about the kids watching TV while Trump is cursing and mimicking disabled people and all of that stuff. She thought that that would be enough, you know. She thought that that'd be enough, and she spent more time, once again, spent more time telling people why they shouldn't vote for him instead of why they should vote for her. And, you know, she believed that the women would reject Trump because of his, you know, his his comments about grabbing women by their private parts. So he thought that women would reject Trump. Women didn't care. She harped on Trump's lack of experience in politics. Nobody cared. And she had no identity. And then when she tied herself to President Obama, that was the death sentence right there. When she tied herself to President Obama. Because she should have ran on her own. Because people didn't want another 4 years of Obama. Now, and she didn't have an identity. Now, yeah, now the president did have high approval ratings. That's true. He did have high approval ratings. But nobody cared. He might have had high approval ratings, but they might have been happy that he was leaving. You know, that might have been a deal with that. Now, you know, America, see, Hillary counted on America being a great moral society that it pretends to be. And America is not the great moral society that people say it is. It's not. There's plenty of people living double lives right here in good old USA. You know, how often do you hear about the police chief who was watching child porn on his computer? Or the school teacher who was having sex with her students? Hell, your best friend and her husband or wife might be swingers, you know, or they might be, and you don't even know it. And you would never guess that they were. See, people are good at hiding things, you know. And there was lots of talk about stealth white voters, white people who told the pollsters that they wasn't going to vote for Trump, and they vote for him anyway. Well, you know what? There was a lot of black people who said they wasn't going to vote for Trump, and they did anyway. Lots of them. People you know that might have said, because you never know what people did once they go in the voting booth. That's why there's a cover where you can't see. But a lot of black folks voted for Trump. As a matter of fact, more black people voted for Trump than they did for Hillary. I mean, more black people voted for Trump than they did for McCain and Romney combined. So there was a lot of black folks who voted for Trump. Lots of black folks. You know, add that to the 47% of people who didn't vote at all, and there you have it. And Hillary was so shocked she didn't win, she couldn't even face the music on election night. And she didn't come out till the next day. So, you know, I know y'all are overwhelmed with the election. I mean, so am I. And you can feel free to post your comments or questions at the bottom of the screen. And I'll answer or comment. Now, you know, I'm a radio personality. You know, I get a little personal here. No, I'm a radio personality. And I have, through this radio show, I have lots of friends in high places, politicians, sheriffs, police chiefs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, I have not commented on certain things because of that. You know, I have not commented on certain things. I have not commented as much as I wanted to on the police shootings. I have not commented as much as I wanted to on politics and Democrats in particular. I haven't commented that much on that stuff because of the people that I know, the friends that I have. You know, you always want to have a police officer as a friend, you know, and I have a lot of them. And so I didn't speak on police shootings and stuff like that because of that, you know, but these things keep happening. And, you know, I'm going to have to break with that. And I hope that whatever police officers I know, you know, and I know some good police officers. I know some very good police officers. So I just want to say, whatever police officers I know, I hope they don't get offended by what I'm going to talk about in my next segment, because these things do need to be talked about. And, you know, because you notice when something happens with the police, you know, we know police officers on Facebook, nobody says anything. You know, anybody that's connected with law enforcement doesn't say anything when something happens with the police. Don't say anything, you know, because that's the deal. You know, if you're a police officer, if you want to be a police officer, whatever the case may be, when something happens with the police, you don't say anything. Keep your mouth shut. You know, that's that. I guess that's what they call the blue wall. You know, and this only happens with police officers. You know, because other people, you know, like anywhere else you work, people talk about each other all the time. You know, but there's something about the police department where you don't you don't keep your mouth shut. You don't say nothing. You know, if something happens with the police, you don't say nothing. So I'm going to break with that. And because I, too, have kind of kept quiet when it came to issues about the police. And I haven't said what I wanted to say. And there's a lot of good police officers out here. And I don't want anybody to think that there's no good police officers out there. There's a whole bunch of good police. There's more good than bad. Let me put it like that. And we can't, in the same way, we don't want people to, the same way we don't want people to judge us by the actions of a few, we don't want people to, we don't want to judge all the police officers for the actions of a few. So I'm going to take a quick break, right? And when we come back, I'm going to give you an update on Philando Castile, the shooting of Philando Castile. There's been some new there was some new news that broke today about Philando Castile. You know Philando Castile, who was killed by St. Anthony police officer Geronimo Yanez. There's breaking news on that that came happened today. And also new news from a couple days ago about Officer Ray Tensing from the University of Cincinnati, who shot and killed Sam DuBose. You know, we're going to talk about that as well. So I'm going to take a quick break, and we'll come right back. And those of you who are listening or watching on Facebook Live, you're not going to be able to hear the commercials, but they will be playing for those of you who are listening on blogtalkradio.com. And we'll take a quick break, and we'll come right back, and we'll talk about these police shootings and what's going on with that, and we'll update you on what's happening with that. So we'll take a break. We'll come right back with more. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Folks, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle calls. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
All right, we are back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. The podcast you can get on Spreaker, and you can get the other podcast on SoundCloud as well. Thanks a lot. Thank you, everybody, for joining me this afternoon, or this evening, I should say. Shouts out to everybody on Facebook Live, and those of you who are taking part in the Ron Kelly Show, I let you know I really appreciate it. Now, Ramsey County Attorney John Choi today said that St. Anthony, Minnesota police officer Geronimo Yanez is being charged with one count of second-degree manslaughter and two counts of felony discharge of a firearm. Now, he went on to say that no reasonable officer knowing, seeing, or hearing what Officer Yanez did at the time would have used deadly force. Now, this is the Sam DuBose case. Sam DuBose, who was, Philando Castile. Now, you guys remember Philando Castile, who was whose girlfriend taped it. She put it on Facebook Live, him getting shot by Officer Yanez. And now today, Ramsey County Attorney John Choi has charged St. Anthony, Minnesota police officer Geronimo Yanez with three felonies, one count of second-degree manslaughter and two counts of felony discharge of a firearm. Now, you know, again, like I said, I know all the police officers. You know, I aspire to work in law enforcement myself next year. And so I've been kind of quiet on these cases because I just didn't want to rock the boat like many other police officers who just don't want to talk about this stuff, you know. But I feel that I have to, because as a radio personality, it's my job to bring these things to the people. If I'm a radio personality worth my salt, you know, I have to talk about these things. So I hope that the police officers I do know, the ones who do respect me and I respect them, you know, I'm hopeful that they continue to respect me after this show is over. Now, and we're just talking about the facts here. We're not making any of this stuff up. We're just talking about the facts. Now, this is all well and good that you guys remember Philando Castile, who was, hey, Ron, how about if I just block the door with my head? Okay, I think that'll work. Everybody knows Philando Castile was shot. His girlfriend taped it. It was on Facebook Live. You guys remember this, Philando Castile? I mean, I felt terrible. I mean, I really did. Because that could have been me. Shot 4 times in the chest for a traffic infraction. You know, and like I said, all police officers are not bad. You know, most police officers are good. I know a lot of great police officers who do a great job. We happen to live in an area here in northern New Jersey. We live in an area right here in northern New Jersey where, you know, we don't have too many, you know, we haven't had any police shootings in this area in a long time. Unjustified police shootings. We haven't had any in this area in a long time. So shout out to Police Director Spezial Patterson, Police Director here in Montclair. I can't think of his name right now. The Chief, Sheriff Burdnick, and some of the other high-ranking police officials who do keep us safe and whose officers do act in a professional manner. But this, Ramsey, you know, this police officer Geronimo Yanez. Now, you guys remember this, and I, you know, it broke my heart really to see this man, you know, can't breathe. He's just got his chest aired out by St. Anthony, Minnesota police officer Geronimo Yanez. Now, as I said earlier, before some of y'all joined the program today, the attorney in that the county attorney in that Ramsey County attorney John Choi announced that Officer Yanez is being charged with 3 felonies, 1 second-degree manslaughter count, and 2 counts of felony discharge of a firearm. Now, to see, this is all well and good, but that's the good news. Now, the bad news is that Officer Ray Tensing, University of Cincinnati Officer Ray Tensing, who shot-killed Sam DuBose and then lied about it, it was just declared a mistrial. A mistrial was declared in that case. Ray Tensing, and a lot of you probably didn't even hear about it. Ray Tensing, Officer Ray Tensing, who killed Now, this Officer Ray Tensing, who is a officer on the University of Cincinnati Police Department that shouldn't even have been off the campus area, because he's a campus police officer, and he should not have been even off the campus area. Now, he pulled over Sam DuBose. Sam DuBose pulled off. Left, and Officer Ray Tensing shot Sam DuBose in the head. Sam DuBose, an unarmed black man who just ran for whatever reason, and Officer Ray Tensing shot him in the head. Now, initially, Officer Tensing said that he was in fear of his life because Sam DuBose dragged him with his car. But lo and behold, we go to the videotape, like one. Used to say, we go to the videotape, guess what? Officer Ray Tensing wasn't dragged. See, but here's the problem I have with this, that the jury, now you have 10 white people and 2 black people on the jury. 10 whites and 2 blacks. So now you got a hung jury, because the 2 black people are probably voting to convict, and you got the 10 white folks that are probably saying no. You know? And I don't understand these jurors are even they used to do this back in the 50s and 60s, stacking a jury with a bunch of white people when a black person is on trial. They used to do that in the 50s and 60s, you know, and they're still doing it. Now, how did this happen? How did it happen with a jury is assembled? Now, I'm sure there's more than, you know, than 2 black people in Cincinnati, of all places. There should have been plenty of black people to choose from. So how does this happen? How do these juries get impaneled where there's 10 white people and only 2 black people when a police officer is on trial? I mean, this doesn't make any sense. So you can be I'm not happy about this development with this officer Yanez who shot Philando Castile. Because it doesn't guarantee a conviction. Because the jury can be stacked that way too. You know, you talk about sensitivity training. Now, you can't. I mean, that's the biggest crock. You can't train if somebody's been a certain way all their lives. If some of these bad police officers have been biased, have been racist all their lives, you can't train them out of that. Because that's how they grew up. You ever be out, for the black folks who are watching this and listening on Blog Talk Radio, the thousands, thank you, because the ratings have skyrocketed since I came to Blog Talk. Now, have you ever been outside, those of you who are African Americans are watching the program, you ever been outside somewhere and little white kids wave at you? Hey, little white kids wave at you, and the parents looking at you like you're the devil reincarnated. You see, when those kids are born, they don't. You know, kids are taught to be racist. They're not born that way. Because I work outside, and I see little white kids waving at me all the time. And they don't see a black man. They just see a person. I might go past the daycare center, and they'll all gather around the fence, and they'll be waving like, you know, hey, how you doing? You know, little white kids. And the parents looking at you like, you know, like you're the boogeyman or something. So these people you can't. This sensitivity training nonsense they talk about is crap. You know, you can't train a person. You can't train a person out of being a racist. You can't train a person out of being biased. If they're biased, they're biased. It's like trying to somebody train me how not to be black. I've been black on my ass all out. You know, I look in the mirror, I see a black man. So how am I going to get... How are you going to do sensitivity training? So you're going to take a white officer and say, okay, we don't want you to be antithetical toward blacks no more. I mean, it's the biggest joke out there because you can't do it. It's impossible. You know, and unfortunately, when people go into the academy, they don't have racist written across their forehead, so you don't know who's who until they get out there and actually do something. You know, so, all right, so the good news, like I said, this officer's being charged. But the bad news is they can stack the jury. He can get off, too. You see, we talk about the 50s, you know, we haven't overcome nothing. We haven't overcome nothing, you know. Just like Malcolm X said, Plymouth Rock landed on us, and it's still landing on us. We haven't really overcome anything. The 50s are still here. The 60s are still here. The 70s, whatever, nothing's changed. And I'm going to tell you, let me see. Do I want to take a break yet? No, not yet. Because nothing has changed. It's just, it don't happen as often. They're not as, black people still get hung. They just don't get hung as much. You know, black folks still get the raw end of the stick. They dragged, we haven't overcome anything. We haven't overcome nothing. The 50s are still here. You see, because when you take a look at the Constitution of the United States of America, when you look at that Constitution, right, now the mistake that a lot of people were making, people were saying that the Constitution said that a black man was 3/5 of a human being. That's not true. That's not true. Because I read the Constitution before I came on the show. And what it was when they were doing districting for Congress, when they were doing it just like they do now, they changed districts just like back then they did it too. And the districts, you have a certain amount of Congress people in the districts you live in based on how many people live there. Now, back in the 1700s, five black slaves only counted for 3 people. So it wasn't 3/5, it was 5 slaves would count as 3 actual people. You see what I'm saying? And every it's a Ron Kelly show, and it's on Blog Talk, a podcast on Speaker and SoundCloud. Look at the Constitution of the United States of America. And everything that's been done for, see, I'm going to tell you why the Constitution doesn't work for black folks. Because everything that's been done, see, when in the beginning, when the Constitution was written, it wasn't written for black people. It wasn't written for us. You know, now this ain't no, I'm not no black nationalist, and I don't want to live in a state where only black people live and all that. No, I don't. I don't want that. Because I want to put that out there. I'm not a, you know, Panther or none of that stuff. You know, but what I'm saying to you guys is that the Constitution, when it was written, it wasn't written with us. We were, five of us only amounted to three people, and that was only for the redistricting. It wasn't about, you know, because we still didn't have any rights. We still didn't have any rights. You know, I mean, when it 1964, I was a little kid, I was here. But, you know, in my lifetime, there wasn't no Voting Rights Act when I was born. I mean, I don't remember. I mean, I was a little kid, so I don't remember, like, white only and all that stuff. I mean, I don't go back that far. But everything that's been done for us has been done through amendments. You know, not doing an amendment, a constitutional amendment, is the same as, like, trying to retrain somebody not to dislike black people. Because an amendment, like, okay, you have the Voting Rights Act. You have the Civil Rights Act. You had to go way back. You had the Emancipation Proclamation. All right, black people, you can go. You don't know nothing. You can't read. You can't write. We're not going to let you do anything, but you can go. So a lot of them stayed on the plantation. They just stayed. What was they going to do? So they stayed on the plantation. You know, I mean, you know, they tell you, you know, so when you was a slave, you couldn't learn nothing. You couldn't read. You couldn't write. You couldn't do nothing. They even took your name. Took everything from you. So when they let the slaves go, they didn't really let the slaves go because they knew that the slaves would stay on the plantation, which many of them did, because where was they going to go? The world was shut off to them. What was they going to do? They couldn't read. They couldn't write. They couldn't function. Black folks couldn't function in society back in the 1700s because they, you know, so when they let the people go, when Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves, so to speak, where was they going to go? So many of them just stayed on the plantation. So it's just like you can't retrain a police officer to respect black people. It's not going to happen. Sensitivity training is just something they're going to go through. They're going to go through emotions. They're going to get out, and they're going to go back and do the same thing they've been doing. So you can't retrain. There's no more than you can train me not to be a black man. You know, you can train. You can send me to school. I'm a black person. And that's all I know. And for some of these police officers who commit crimes, who abuse black folks, that's all they know. They don't know anything else. So you can train them, retrain them all you want. Sensitivity training is not going to work. It's just not going to work. You know? So, see, now these amendments that they made voting, see, people still feel the same way they did, I don't know. Is everybody getting audio? Whoever's not getting audio, let me know. People are, God, it's on. People who are, let me make sure everything is on. Yeah. Okay, yeah, people who, the 50s and 60s are still here. There's still, the 50s and 60s are still here. They didn't go nowhere. It's not blatant as it used to be. But it's all still here because you can't make amend people to respect black people. Because there's lots of people who still think we shouldn't vote. There's people who think we shouldn't be out in the street. There's, how many times have you heard, you know, these outrageous stuff? All they said about Obama and this ape comments. And just somebody just made a comment about Michelle Obama being an ape with heels and all this nonsense. I mean, these people, Trump has made it fashionable to be a racist. You know, but you can't legislate morality. That's true, Pamela. That's true. It's got to come from within. Now, you can't legislate morality. Just like they had this nonsensical council thing they were – charge people for pulling, having their pants down. I mean, what sense does that? You're not gonna. You can't legislate morality. You can't. You know. You can't. There's a law against prostitution, but guess what? Prostitutes are still out there, doing what they want to do, doing what they need to do. Because you can't legislate morality. You can't. And you can't. These legislations, these constitutional amendments did not turn white folks around. They still feel the same way. See, because it's what's on the inside. And we have these amendments of voting rights. They still don't think we should vote. There's many folks who still think we should be slaves. They should have never let us go. I heard that a few days ago on social media. You know, they shouldn't limit it. You know, we should still be slaves and all of this nonsense. I mean, this stuff is still out here. So nothing has changed. So what? We can vote, but nothing has changed. We might be able to vote, but you can't tell me that person in that voting place, one of them might be looking at you like you shouldn't be here. What you doing here? Why you got the right to vote? So the Constitution wasn't created with black folks in mind. And I guess I'm not a nationalist, and I'm not, you know, I don't want to live in a black state and all that stuff. No, I don't want to live in a black state. But the Constitution was written by white folks, and it was written for white folks. It wasn't written for us. It wasn't. And see, this is why it still doesn't work for us. Because you still have people who get out of jail after 20 years, didn't do nothing wrong. You know, DNA evidence. How often do you hear about a black person getting out of prison after being in there 20 or 30 years? A lot. You know what I'm saying? So the Constitution of the United States of America, and I'm not trying to turn anybody away from being American and stuff like that. I'm an American. I live here. You know, for what it's worth, this is the best country on earth to live in, as far as I know. I never lived nowhere else. But the Constitution of the United States of America wasn't built for us. Now, a lot of us have a little jobby job, and you got a nice car, and you got a little place to live. You're doing good. You think you're doing good. Yeah, okay. So we don't care about what's going on in the world, what's happening to other people's. We don't care. I mean, I live in Montclair, you know, nice neighborhood, mostly white. You know, I have a brand new car outside, you know. But there are days where I still don't feel like a part of the American system. There are days when I'm out there and I'm right here in Montclair, New Jersey, and I don't feel like I'm a part of the system. I mean, there's a lot of people who live here who are open-minded, but then there's others who look at you like, you know, what are you doing here? You know, you're in the wrong neighborhood. We have to remember that this country was not designed for us. The Constitution wasn't written for us. When the Constitution was written, it took five black people to make three people. Not that we was three-fifths of a man. It took five black people to make three people. So five of y'all out there who's listening to the program, or more, you only considered like three people. Now, five people should be five people. I mean, that's arithmetic. But five people were considered as three. So, you know, with these things, I mean, I'm glad that this officer, you know, and like I said, I take great pains to say this stuff because I do want to work in law enforcement one day. I think we can change it from the inside. But, and I do, you know, have not said much about these police shootings because I know a lot of police officers and they're good people to know, you know, friends in high places, et cetera, et cetera. But the truth is the truth. And if I'm going to be a radio personality, I need to talk about the things I need to talk about. So the Constitution, what's up, Lamont, Antoinette, Bonnie, Pamela, the Constitution of the United States of America, once again, was not made for me and you, if you're an African-American. What? And she said, we wonder why all these things happen. There's a lot of folks who lived back in the 50s, white folks who lived in the 50s, who still look at you like, you know, you shouldn't be drinking at this water fountain, or you shouldn't be in this restaurant. Why aren't you washing the dishes? You know, there's still a lot of people that feel that way. So a constitutional amendment is not going to change that. It's not going to change it. It's going to stay the same. So you wonder why, you know, all these things are happening and, you know, these, you know, we get on Facebook with these outrageous things that white folks are doing. They didn't just start this. They've been doing it. They've been doing it. Anyway, I got to take a break, right? It's the last break of the show. We got to take a break. Those of you who are listening on Facebook Live, you won't be able to hear the commercials. Those of you on Blog Talk Radio, you will, and you too. Anyway, we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back and close out the show. It's Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Take a delicious shortbread, crunchy nut bar. How many cheeks? Take a delicious shortbread, crunchy nut bar. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your bathroom break is over.
Here we go!
Welcome back.
Welcome. Really?
Now I can know what I plan to do this morning.
To the Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
All right, we are back. It's the Ron Kelly Show. It's about 14 minutes of the program. Hey, you know what? The phone number is 646-668-2838. I don't normally ordinarily give it out, but it's 646-668-2838. If you have a comment, you can post it at the bottom of the Facebook Live page if you want to. And, yeah, all right. Who out there is doing a mannequin challenge? I mentioned the mannequin challenge. I talked about it today, and people got a little upset with me because I kind of ridiculed it because I think it's stupid. But, well, not stupid, but unnecessary, you know. And then and people taking pictures of themselves doing a mannequin challenge. Now, if you take a picture, you're going to be still anyway, so what's the point? What's the point? You know, if somebody, Wanda, got upset with me. Because I kicked on the mannequin challenge, which I think is a little, you know, weird. You know, like people got time to just stand still like that. I started to do it in the beginning of the show, but I was like, no, because I already knocked it. So why am I going to do it now? But, yeah, so we got some times coming up, you know, women, abortion, you know, Trump has a Supreme Court justice he's going to appoint right off the bat. Boom. As soon as he get in there next month, January. Because there's only 8 Supreme Court justices. And he has said he's trying to overturn Roe v. Wade. Trying to turn it over. You know, so, and leave it to the states. Now, most of the states have Republican governors, so what do you think is going to happen? You know, Roe v. Wade is going to be outlawed, and women are not going to be able to get abortions anymore. This is what's going to happen. So those of y'all who voted for Jill Stein or Gary Johnson, major protest vote for one of those third-party candidates who had no chance at all to win, that's it. It's not going to work. You know, it's work. No, it does not, Donnie. No, it does not. Sensitivity training does work. And changing the legislature doesn't work because people have to listen to the legislature. People have to listen. This is like having a union contract. If the company do, they can ignore that and do what they want. You know, if they're an anti-union company. And just like the police. If sensitivity training is mandatory, they go through it and go back to doing what they was doing. So sensitivity training is nonsense because you can't untrain somebody. If somebody grows up hating black people, you can't train them out of that. How are you going to do that? It's like saying you can train the Palestinians not to hate the Jews. It's not going to happen, you know? It's not going to happen. So, you know, this is sensitivity training is a crock. It's not going to happen. But, you know, so we I think that's something we have to do more. You know, we go on Facebook and, you know, stuff happens. You go on Facebook, kick somebody's back in or whatever, or, you know, type a little nonsense. You know, it's Million Man Marches and all this stuff. I mean, you know, you know, we can't just keep marching. I mean, you know, feet gonna start hurting at some point. You can't keep marching. We've been marching forever. You know how long we've been marching? Marching over the bridge, marching here, marching there, marching. I mean, you know, we gotta stop marching. We gotta stop putting our money where our mouth is. But you know, we just have too many different agendas. Everybody's got a different agenda. And we're too busy handing out awards to each other. Man of the year, educator of the year, this person of the year, that person of the year. I mean, come on, what's all this award stuff? Our neighborhoods are burning and everybody's too busy giving out each other awards to put the fire out. Every time we turn around, there's some award ceremony. I get invited to them. I say no. No. For what? You know, people are too busy breaking their arms, patting each other on the back, and the community is still in turmoil. Still in turmoil. But we're so busy giving out awards to each other. And for what? What do you need an award for? You know, people just giving out awards to each other. That's all we do. Every time I turn around, people invite me. You know, you know what they do? They like the gang invite you. Like, invite everybody that's their friend. I'll be like, no, I'm not going. No. You know, because we're giving out awards, and our community is doing well. So, black folks, we need to get it together. You know, we need to come together cohesively as a unit. Because everybody's got their idea of what they think we should be. You got the National Action Network. You got the NAACP. You got the Urban League. You got Black Lives Matter. You got this one. You got that one. You got the other one. You got 50 different agencies with 50 different agendas, and nothing happens. So all those people, Reverend Al, the head of the NAACP, all need to come together, do like a summit, and come together with a national platform, not just police brutality or economics or housing or banking, because everybody has their own agenda. And as long as everybody has their own agenda, nothing's ever going to get done. About 9 minutes to the program, left to the program. As long as everybody has their own agenda, nothing's ever going to get done. You know, and we're going to continue to have these shootings. We're going to continue to, right, because they keep getting away with it. Police officers keep. See, the problem is, here's the problem, Pamela, police. You can say, I was in fear of my life. Case closed. I was in fear of my life. Okay, and then if that doesn't work, then you can stack the jury with white folks. And that works. Just like with this officer, Ray Tensing. Look him up, Ray Tensing. You can Google his name. Just had him, the judge declared a mistrial. Now, I want to know how it was allowed where you had 10 white people and 2 black people on that jury. I would want to know. I mean, we're talking about Cincinnati. We're not talking about some Simi Valley, you know. We're talking about Cincinnati. There should be plenty of black people there. 10 whites, 2 blacks, hung jury. So I can tell you right now, the 2 black people was voting to convict, and the 10 white people voted to acquit. And it's got to be a unanimous verdict. So when the prosecutors how could you let that happen? Because each side, the prosecution and the defense, has the right to challenge each juror for whatever reason they want to challenge them for. So how in the world did they impanel 10 white people and only 2 black people? And a black man got killed. Now, you can't tell me that wasn't orchestrated somehow. You can't tell me that. It had to be. It had to be. There's no way that you can impanel a jury with 10 white people. You have a police officer who killed that person. So you're going to put 10 white people and 2 black people on the jury. That's an automatic acquittal. You know, because you don't know. Like, they used to ask me, you're a racist, are you this, you that? They'd be like, no, and they are. Some of them are. And they say no. You know? They say no. No, I'm not. You have any police officers in your family? No. And they do, some of them. You ask them, are they biased? They say no, and they are, some of them. And so what happens is the police are the, so what happens is hung jury. Now this Ray Tensing is probably never going to work in law enforcement again. And that's what usually happens to them. They get fired, and because they can't work nowhere, that's it. Nobody's going to take them on because of the publicity. So they'll never be a cop again. But yeah, that's not enough. You need to go to prison. You need to go to jail. But see, it was as long as so. Now, this officer who shot Philando Castile has been charged. One count of manslaughter and two counts of illegal, what was it? Felony discharge. Yeah. One second degree murder charge and two felony discharge of a firearm. But all you got to do is stack the jury, and guess what? Put 10 white folks on the jury, whatever, boom. Case closed. So, and we keep letting them get away with it. And like I said, there's a lot of good cops out there. I know a lot of good ones. I'm friends with a lot of them. Hopefully, I still am at this show. But if they don't, then they don't. You know, but it's just because you're talking about one segment doesn't mean that. I forgot. Almost forgot. Thanks, Donnie. Almost forgot that Dylan Roof, who sat in the church with these people. Then this is really disgusting. How he walked into church, the church folks having Bible study, let this clown in there, and he sat with them and watched them while they did their Bible study, sat with them for a good while, sat there. So we're talking about premeditation right there. You sat, you had a chance to leave, and you didn't. You sat there with these people while they were having Bible study, then you got up and you shot 9 of them to death. Prayed with them, right, Pamela? Prayed with them. They welcomed you in. You a funny looking white dude coming into a black church. They welcomed you in. I personally sat behind you and waited for you to do something. But they let you in and you killed them. And now they're trying to say that the boy is mentally ill. You see, this is why the system don't work for us. Because it's not for us. This is why the Constitution doesn't work for black folks. We got about 3 minutes left of the program. Because it's not for us. It works for some other people. Now, let a black person walk into a church and shoot 9 Catholics and see what happens. They're not even going to give you a mental health screening. You're going straight to prison. Yeah, now they're saying that he's too mentally ill to stand trial. So was he going to stay in a hospital for a couple of years and then get out? Well, he'll probably never get out. He'll be like, you know, the guy that tried to shoot President Reagan. He'll probably never get out, but he'll be in a hospital. He won't be in a prison where he belongs. So this is what I'm saying. The system don't work for us. The system don't work for black folks. It wasn't made for us. That's why it don't work for us. That's why we always get hit with a sledgehammer every time we go into the system, because it don't work for us. It wasn't made for us. What do you think they thought of black people 250 years ago when they wrote the Constitution? They wasn't thinking about us. So they didn't say, oh, well, black people, you know, have certain rights. No, no. They weren't thinking about us. And like, I'm not a black nationalist. I don't want to live in a state with all black people. No. No, I don't. But the Constitution was not made for us. We have to understand that. There's no legislation. I mean, yeah, there's a Voting Rights Act that we can go in there and vote. But do they want us to vote? See, everything they did was every constitutional amendment that in favor of black people was done after the Constitution was written. It was done after. So he had to wait from the 1700s all the way up to 1964 to get some rights. You know, like 200 years. You know, so the Constitution doesn't work for us. Anyway, I got about a minute and a half. You can catch the podcast, The Ron Kelly Show. It's on Spreaker. Just go to Spreaker.com and put The Ron Kelly Show in the search engine. Boom, I'll be there. There's 100 shows there from the past that you can check out. And also on SoundCloud, if you want to go on SoundCloud. And, of course, on BlogTalkRadio.com. You go to BlogTalkRadio.com/Ron Kelly Show, and there'll be everything I've ever done with Blog Talk anyway is right there. So, you know, when they pull you over, do like I do, don't move. Everybody take care of yourself. We'll be back here next week for another edition of Ron Kelly Show. So until then, you know, let's see what we can do about all of this stuff. Let's get ourselves together. Let's do something, because you know it's going to get worse now with Trump. It's really, you think it was bad before? They're coming out of the woodwork. It's really going to be good. All right, thank you, brother. Thank you, Donnie, Darren, Pamela, and a whole bunch of other people, Debrina, a whole Lamont, Antoinette, Steve, a whole bunch of people who checked me out, Ron, Wanda, who hates me, Mima, all y'all. We'll see you back here next time for another edition of Ron Kelly Show. So until then, peace.